September 5th goes back to 1954. 94, record low 36 in 1962. A year ago, 84 the high, the low 74. Sunset will occur at 7:30 this evening. Sunrise time for this morning, right around 6:30. The air is calm. Barometer is steady at 30.02. No precipitation today. You can see the stars real well in the night, overnight, a clear night. And right now it is 50 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin, where the news from ABC is sponsored this hour by Scott's Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The 14-year-old suspected school shooter in Winder, Georgia, in custody. Police say he shot and killed two fellow students and two teachers yesterday. ABC's Faith Abube is there.
What we do know from talking to students who were inside the building when this happened was that at first some of them thought it was just a drill. And then it became real. The alerts started coming in from the school. The alarm went off in the school telling them there was an active shooter in the building. One student told us that they had a substitute teacher in the classroom with them, and immediately they just started scrambling, trying to figure out what to do.
The suspect had been questioned by the FBI last year about making threats. A man carrying a long gun near the Israeli consulate in Munich, Germany, was shot and killed by police overnight. Today is the 52nd anniversary of the attack on Israeli athletes at the Munich Games, the Olympics. 3 months after his gun charge conviction in Delaware, Hunter Biden goes on trial for tax charges in California. This is ABC News. Charges. ABC News releasing rules for next week's presidential debate between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump. They include no live audience and muting microphones when the other person is speaking. In Jakarta, Indonesia, Pope Francis celebrating Mass. More on his Southeast Asia trip from ABC's Inez de la Quatera.
Francis on Thursday visiting Jakarta's Istiqlal Mosque, the largest mosque in Southeast Asia. Together with the country's Grand Imam and other religious leaders, he signed a joint declaration rejecting violence linked to religious extremism and climate change. The declaration says it is worrying that religion is being used to promote violence around the world, while climate change has become an obstacle to the harmonious coexistence of peoples. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, Jakarta, Indonesia.
Target's car seat trade-in program is back. The popular event returns September 15th. Customers dropping off an old car seat can qualify for 20% off a new one. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
The Brewers suffered a loss last night. Luke and Baker singled home the go-ahead run with two outs in the 10th to give the Cardinals a 3-2 victory over the Brewers. The Cardinals won 2 of 3 from the National League Central leading Brewers with extra inning victories on the last two nights of the series. Milwaukee will be off tonight. The Cubs won by a final of 12-0. Miami 4-3 over Washington. Atlanta 5, Colorado 2. Arizona 6-4 over San Francisco. In the American League, Tampa Bay 9, Minnesota 4. The White Sox 8-1 over Baltimore. Kansas City 4, Cleveland 1. Texas 10-6 over the Yankees. Seattle 16, Oakland 3. Interleague play, Philadelphia 4-2 over Toronto, Cincinnati 12, Houston 5, the Mets 8-3 over Boston, Angels 10, Dodgers 1, San Diego 6-5 over Detroit. Indiana 1 in the WNBA over Los Angeles 93-86, and the NFL season officially begins tonight with Baltimore playing at Kansas City.
Obesity affects 1 in 5 children in the United States, putting them at risk for a number of health issues that used to only affect adults, like high blood pressure and type 2 diabetes. As part of National Childhood Obesity Awareness Month, the Richland Hospital and Clinics encourages everyone to help our kids stay healthy. Supporting healthy school lunch programs and regular opportunities for movement during the day are two ways to support our young people. Follow us on social media as we share more ideas throughout the month.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 80 with a 40% chance of a few showers and thunderstorms by early afternoon. Tonight, any showers ending early, then partly cloudy, a low of 52. Friday, partly sunny, breezy and cooler, a high of 65. 40 for a low Friday night. Saturday, 65 with sunshine. And Sunday, sunny, breezy and mild, and a high of 75. At the WRCO studios, yesterday's high was 80. We were down to 49 briefly. Right now it is 50 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer today. 6 minutes after six as we get Thursday off and rolling.
Caught you looking at me. I pretended not to notice. Talking that Tennessee. Wearing that jacket like you stole it. Started hanging out, talking smack. Then a kiss and then a few. Looking back, I didn't know that one night stand would turn into
drivers, slow down in school zones and watch for kids at crosswalks. Let's make this year safe for everyone. This message is sponsored by Oakwood Fruit Farm, Cobison Bus Richland Center, Richland Electric Cooperative, and Riverdale Ag Service of Muscadet.
Felt asleep try my hand picking up the pieces that she left. Oh Lord, it didn't take long to realize that higher ain't always better. And it's awful cold and lonely when you're king of the mountain all by yourself.
Larry Gatlin and the Gatlin Brothers, WRCO, cruising out of Denver today, Thursday, the 5th of September, the 249th day of the year, opening of the Richland County Fair officially, and we'll have reports in the next couple of days leading up toward some of the main events going on at the fair. We look forward to that. Having those for you. And, of course, lots of other things going on. We'll have our first volleyball match of the year on the radio tonight, Richland Center at Dodgeville, and already weekend number 3 of high school football starting this weekend, tonight, a few games, but then most of them tomorrow night in the area. And it's going to feel a little more like football, too. Friday night's lows at 40 degrees. Going to have to go and try to find my coat. Where did I leave it last? Probably in a booth somewhere. A baseball game, maybe. We'll have to see. Here's Zach Top.
My lucky star fell out of the sky right before my wishing well went dry. Seems every which way I go, there's a black cat crossing the road. Played the lottery with last month's rent. I'm still waiting on my ship to come in.
Bad luck was always hanging around.
6:16 the time. Beautiful, beautiful weather, and certainly everything's still pretty green and growing. You can see a few leaves starting to maybe change tint and a few leaves falling early on, but otherwise everything is still, wow, just this luscious green. Some rain possibly on the way today, a 40% chance of a few showers or thunderstorms by early this afternoon.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Elevate your fitness journey with SUPS, your one-stop shop for premium nutritional supplements. Discover the best formulas from top brands at unbeatable prices. Say goodbye to fake reviews and pixie dust blends. Experience the SUPS difference today. Always fueling local athletes. Call 800-968-0993, Monday through Friday from 8 to 5.
Oakwood Fruit Farm is open. Stop by for the area's best new crop apples, Honey Crisp, Gala, and Macintosh. Also, the bakery is open with fresh apple cider donuts, homemade caramel apples, take-and-bake pies, turnovers. The fall mums are in. Discount Tuesdays are back with 10% off all apple purchases. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca, on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
WRCO Studio, proudly brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your go-to for great music and delicious moments.
To catch my breath, boss man keeps on nagging, keeps my hind end dragging. I could wake up dead if I don't clear my head. gotta have some tractor time. Little break from the daily grind. Drop that bush hog down, go round and round. Get the whole world off my mind. Reset my sanity. Back 40 therapy. Where the weeds get high and so can I. When I let myself unwind. Hitting that tractor time.
Yeah, some folks go out hiking, horseback and mountain biking. Golf clubs, 18 holes, bass boat full of fishing poles.
For others it's bar hopping, for my baby it's just shopping.
But when I get all worked up with too much in my cup, gotta have some tractor time. Little break from the daily grind. Drop that bush hog down, go round and round. Get the whole world off my mind. Reset my sanity.
Set up a quiet space for your kids to do their homework. Good habits start with a safe environment. Sponsored by Rockwell Automation, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Oakwood Fruit Farm, and CoBus and Bus Richland Center.
Yeah, look out for the school buses again today as you head about your way. It's kind of getting to be old hat, right? Some schools in the area done with school this week for the kiddies anyway, with the Richland County Fair getting underway and a lot of events, a lot of youth involved in the fair coming up tomorrow. A reminder going on this weekend, a bake shop and breakfast held at the First Lutheran Church in Lone Rock this Saturday from 8 until 10. Baked good items and country breakfast will be served. And the Call Community Park Fall Fish Boil is Saturday from 4 until 8 at Call Park, Bear Valley. The menu includes Alaskan cod, red potatoes, carrots, onions, coleslaw, dessert, and beverage. Suggested donation is $15 per person, $7 for children 12 and under. Entertainment will be provided by Abby Spencer and the Kelly Long Duo from 5 until 9. No pets or no carry-ins, please. That's from our community calendar today. 6:25 the time. Here's Thomas Rhett.
Baby, last night was hands down one of the best nights that I've had, no doubt. Between the bottle of wine and the look in your eyes and the Marvin Gaye, then we danced in the dark under September stars and the pouring rain. And I know that I can't ever tell you enough that all I need in this life is your crazy love. If I never get to see the northern lights, or if I never get to see the Eiffel Tower at night, or if all I got is your hand in my hand, baby, I could die a happy man. To my knees, but that black dress makes it hard to breathe. You're a saint, you're a goddess, the cutest, the hottest, a masterpiece. It's too good to be true, nothing better than you in my wildest dreams. And I know that I can't ever tell you enough that all I need in this life is your crazy love. If I never get to see the northern lights, or if I never get to see the Eiffel Tower at night, or if all I got is your hand in my hand, baby, I could die the happy man, yeah. I don't need no vacation, no fancy destination. Baby, you're my greatest game. We can stay at home, listen to the radio, and dance around the fireplace. If I never get to build my mansion in Georgia, I drive a sport California. Oh, if all I got is your hand in my hand, maybe I could die a happy man. Maybe I could die a happy man. Oh, I could die a happy man. You know I could.
Mr. Thomas Rhett on Country and Community, WRCO FM 100.9.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first-time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls' trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present the Jamie Mockovic Sporting Goods Collection Auction. With over 40 guns, tons of ammunition, and a huge selection of sporting goods and equipment, you wouldn't believe the hunting items, scopes, fishing equipment, mounts, antlers, and even a Harley-Davidson motorcycle for sale at this auction. This is a live auction only. This auction is Friday, September 20th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info and a complete listing at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Slow ruins everything, so why not pay less for fast? U.S. Cellular's home internet gives you the speed you need for just $39.99 per month when bundled with a wireless plan with a 3-year price lock guarantee. Get fast 5G home internet made simple. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Ditch that cable and lock in your home internet rate at $39.99 per month for 3 full years. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
A friend has experienced the death of someone loved. You want to help, but you are not sure how to go about it. This is Nick Hodge with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Helping begins with your ability to be an active listener. Don't worry so much about what you will say. Just listen to the words that are being shared with you. By walking with your friend in grief, you are giving one of life's most precious gifts, yourself.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. The forecast for today calls for a high of 80 and a 40% chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms, a low of 52 tonight. Right now in Richland Center, we're at 50 degrees.
Our Labor Day sale is going on now at Court and Main.
It's the perfect time to refresh your home. Enjoy 25% off all custom leather and upholstery, including recliners, sofas, love seats, and sectionals. Save 50% on all sheets, mattress protectors, adjustable bases, and pillows when you purchase a mattress. And don't forget, get a jump on the holidays with 50% off all holiday decor. Visit us at Court and Main in Richland Center and take advantage of these fantastic deals. These offers are too good to miss, so stop by before they're gone. Transform your home for less with Court and Main.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. President Joe Biden will be at Westby's Vernon Electric Cooperative this afternoon for an official White House event. It's an announcement very surprising that even Westby's mayor, Danny Helgerson, didn't believe it at first. He received an email, according to him, that President Biden was coming to the area and that he was invited. And believe it or not, he thought it was a spam email and ignored it at first. For a city of just over 2,300 people, a presidential visit isn't only surprising, it's unprecedented. The stop will be Biden's first time in Wisconsin since he dropped out of the presidential election and endorsed Kamala Harris. Biden is expected to speak about his investments in local communities, which officials say makes Westby the perfect place for that stop. Although located at the Vernon Electric Cooperative, a Dairyland Power Co-op official said it was their event. The official saying that Biden will be making an announcement that will benefit the rural area's communities. The event is invite only and it is not a rally. People should not expect to be able to come to the event if they have not received an official invite. Officials say that State Highway 27 will be shut down for some time for security purposes today. Many residents were on hand for the public information meeting regarding the findings of the Richland County Campus and Governmental Buildings feasibility study last night, conducted by Venture Architects. During this time, they presented the findings of their evaluations of the Richland Campus, as well as the Richland County Courthouse and Community Services Building. Venture Architects approached the assessment by utilizing a third-party facility assessment platform to provide an objective, efficient tool for data collection. They deployed a team of experts, which included a mechanical engineer, electrical engineer, plumbing and fire protection engineer, civil engineer, landscape architect, architect, and an architectural planner designer. 1,373 data points were collected over 9 buildings and 3 site locations over the course of 3 days. A main problem brought up about all buildings is the lack of ADA-compliant restrooms. It was also noted that many of the features of the buildings, HVAC systems, boilers, electrical systems, were original, making them 40 to more than 50 years old. Venture Architects estimates to make all the upgrades would be a renewal cost of nearly $6.4 million. To replace all the buildings would be nearly $124.5 million. The search for a man who disappeared while swimming in the Wisconsin River near Spring Green entered its fourth day yesterday. Volunteers have been joining the Sauk County Sheriff's Office. Sunday afternoon, 3 men went into the water, according to a press release from Sauk County Sheriff Chip Meister. The men were caught up in the current. One was able to swim back to shore. Another was rescued by a passing boat. The third, a 24-year-old from Richland Center, has yet to be found. The Sauk County Dive Team, Conservation Wardens, and the Spring Green and Lone Rock Fire Departments have led the search with additional help from volunteers. Oh, the places you'll show is the theme for the 2024 Richland County Fair, which will be held today through Sunday. Today is entry day for yearlings and calves at the Richland County Fair from 7 until 11:30. All non-livestock exhibits will be accepted from 7:30 until 6. The sheep show and meat dairy goat show will be held at 10 this morning. This afternoon will feature the poultry show and poultry products judging at 3 o'clock. Mr. Ed's Magical Midway will be open this evening at 5. Other activities tonight include rabbit showmanship at 6 and the beef heifer show at 7. Today's admission to the Richland County Fair is $10 for adults, $5 for children 6 to 12, free for children 5 and under. Season passes are also available at a cost of $20 for adults and $10 for children. Friday's highlights of the fair include various shows, life-size balloon creations, the Midway, and Southwest Wisconsin Pullers will be at the grandstand beginning at 7 o'clock. Governor Tony Evers is kicking off another school year with his annual back-to-school tour. The former state superintendent of public instruction says having someone with the background he has is important in his role as governor. Evers says he hopes a number of school districts across the state can get local referendums passed because some of them need money just so they can keep the doors open. Wisconsin voters in February and April cast ballots for 103 school district referenda, approving 62 of them. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is suing in Dane County Court to have his name off Wisconsin's presidential ballot. The Wisconsin Elections Commission voted 5-1 last week to put Kennedy on the ballot, even though he's withdrawn his nomination. Lawyers for Kennedy argue state law creates a different standard for third-party candidates because Democrats and Republicans have until 5 p.m. on the first Tuesday in September, ahead of an election, to certify their presidential nominee. There's no similar provision for independence, and the suit seeks a stay of the commission's ruling and an order barring WEC from placing Kennedy's name on the ballot. The Department of Natural Resources is paying by the bushel for red pine and white pine cones. That's to help with reforestation efforts in parts of the state hit by drought and wildfires. They're looking for cones harvested from natural areas and not from your yard. All you have to do is bring the cones to your nearest state nursery. It's $125 for red pine, $60 for white pine cones. You can find out more at dnr.wi.gov. Coming up, a look at weather as we face maybe a little bit of rain and even some cooler conditions as the Richland County Fair gets underway.
Whether people have access to an affordable grocery store that sells healthy produce, or whether they have access to safe transportation.
Experts say getting involved in voting are good for your health. Craig Burns, a social work professor, says voters should know that local and state races are sometimes decided by just a few votes. He adds people shouldn't hesitate to contact campaign staffers as they make up their minds who to vote for.
And always let the candidate know you're a voter in their district, and that'll kind of perk up their ears a little bit.
Burns says websites like vote411.org provide a comprehensive, nonpartisan breakdown of where candidates stand on the key issues.
No need to travel for exceptional care. At Gunderson Boscobel, we collaborate with other providers and healthcare systems to deliver safe, effective treatment plans close to home. Whether you need specialized IV medications such as chemotherapy or antibiotic therapy, port or PICC maintenance, or blood product transfusions, we make it easier to get the personalized care you need. Gunderson Boscobel, bringing love plus medicine and outpatient nursing services to you.
A high temperature today will be at around 80 degrees, a 40% chance of a few showers and thunderstorms by early afternoon. Any showers ending early tonight and a low of 52. Friday, partly sunny, breezy and cooler and a high of 65. Friday night's low down to 40 degrees. A high of 65 with breezy conditions Saturday and 75 and sunny on Sunday. Right now in Richland Center, we're up one from the overnight low. It is 50 degrees. Don't miss the Family Thrift Shop Anything Summer 50 Cent Sale happening September 4th through September 7th. Like them on Facebook and check out the pop-up sales and featured silent auction treasures. Shop smart, where your donations are appreciated and your purchases have helped support our local community for over 50 years. The Family Thrift Shop, 120 South Main Street. Open Wednesday to Friday, 9 to 5, Saturday, 10 to 4. See you there at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Sports Time today is sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex. Dive into greater community and healthier living. And by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a look at the high school schedule. Details on another extra inning Brewer loss as well.
LS Tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG Group of Companies. These high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values in compact tractors. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of LS tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of LS tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
The Southwest Wisconsin Volleyball Conference opens up tonight. Matches include Lancaster at Platteville, River Valley at Prairie du Chien. Richland Center opens up at Dodgeville. RC head coach Jamie Johnson talked about the Dodgers this week.
They're the conference favorites. You know, they're returning conference champions. They have the returning MVP. They've got like five starters back. Not the ideal situation, but, you know, in some ways we're really looking at it as a way to capitalize too. It's early in the season. It might be a chance to, you know, maybe come in and surprise them a little bit on how we're doing and, you know, and what we're offering this year and way we're playing. So I guess I'd rather almost, some ways, almost play them first on the road than even at home or down the road. I think even though we're going to continue to get better,
we'll have the match tonight on FM 100.9, beginning with the pre-match time around 7 o'clock. High school football tonight, some games in the Madison area, Wanakee at Monona Grove, and Sun Prairie East at Oregon, Milton at Sun Prairie West, and DeForest at Fort Atkinson. And high school soccer matches tonight, River Valley is at Prairie du Chien, River Ridge, Seneca. Richland Center opens the conference at Dodgeville, 5 o'clock for JV, and 7 o'clock kickoff for varsity. Sugar River plays at Platteville, Lancaster, and Reedsburg at Mount Horeb. An offense that was 0-for-16 handicapped the Brewers as they lost in extra innings for the second straight time last night. The Cardinals won the series with a 3-2 decision in 10 innings. The middle of the batting order, the third and cleanup hitters, were 0-for-22 in the series. A home run by Eric Haas had tied the score, but there was no more offense for Milwaukee in the game last night. Pitcher Colin Ray talked about their struggle.
We haven't been like we were, you know, and that's kind of what we rely on. And, you know, I felt like the extra innings, they kind of come in bunches, and, you know, we've had three in the past, you know, less than a week. So, you know, that's just baseball, I guess, but, you know, we'll get back to it.
The Cubs and their relievers combined on a no-hitter last night, leading the Cubs over the Pirates. That final score was 12-0 in the game, battling in the Central Division. Elsewhere, it was a win for Miami over Washington, 4-3. Atlanta, 5-2 over Colorado. Arizona, 6. San Francisco, 4. In the American League, Tampa Bay, 9. Minnesota, 4. The White Sox, 8. Baltimore, 1. Kansas City, 4-1 over Cleveland. Texas, 10. The Yankees, 6. Seattle 16-3 over Oakland. Interleague play, Philadelphia 4-2 over Toronto. Cincinnati 12, Houston 5. The Mets 8, Boston 3. The Angels 10-1 over the Dodgers. And San Diego 6-5 winners against Detroit. Only one Packer player missed the last home practice before the team flew to Brazil. Defensive end Aaron Mosby won't play in the game against the Eagles Friday. Six Green Bay players were listed as limited participants. Running back Marshawn Lloyd, tight end Tucker Kraft, linebacker Edgerrin Cooper, wide receiver Romeo Doubs, cornerback Carrington Valentine, and running back Emmanuel Wilson. The Packers didn't practice Wednesday because they were flying south. That's an update on sports on this Thursday morning. I'm Phil Nee. Ever wondered if it's too late to become physically active? At Simon's Recreation Complex, they believe you're never too old to exercise. More and more older adults are proving this every day. Before you start, remember to take some precautions. Check with your doctor before beginning any exercise program. Start slow. Don't try to do too much too fast. Choose activities that are fun and suit your needs. Wear comfortable clothing and footwear. And always take time to warm up and cool down. Stretch slowly to avoid injuries. Simon's Recreation Complex is proud to be a part of Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active programs. These top fitness programs are designed specifically for older adults, ensuring your safety and enjoyment. Call or stop today. With your Medicare supplement insurance card, you may be eligible for a free membership, including all classes. Discover why many of the members call Simon's Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Let them help you increase your energy and decrease the aches and pains of aging. Partner with Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center for a healthier, happier you. Remember, you bring the commitment, and they have the means to make it happen. Simon's Recreation Complex, where age is just a number and fitness is for everyone.
WRCO 100.9.
porch, nothing but time. Bitch is so bad, I'm about to go blind. I got the window busted and the door kicked in. From the last time we said never again. But this time I'm gonna see you coming, ain't gonna be surprised. Yeah, this time I'm gonna know what hit me right between the eyes. Just the one time I wanna think it over before we speak our minds. And I know we can make it go this time. But it's a hard and heavy load day and night. That's the way we love and that's the way we fight. We can't stay together, can't be alone. We can go for good, but we don't stay gone. And this time I'm gonna see you coming, ain't gonna be surprised. Yeah, this time I'm gonna know what it means right between the eyes. Just the one time I wanna think it over before we speak our minds.
Sawyer Brown on WRCO Radio. As we head towards 7 o'clock, more chances to qualify today in the big Brewer ticket giveaway, and also the chance to be at the world premiere of the new movie, Just a Bit Outside. We'll be giving you the word to text between 8 and 9 this morning. So stick around for that a little bit later on. We'll have the trivia question of the day as well right here. And a little bit later on, a special guest in the chair in place of Henry Bray, who's still MIA.
She don't drink whiskey much, but I do. She don't sit on old bar stools, but I do. I don't worry about where she's been. I'm the only trouble she gets in. She don't have tattoos on her skin, but I do. Cause I'm her wild side. The one crazy thing she does, I hope she never quits me. I hope she never gives me up. Well, I'm a mile away from perfect. There's a curse word that I cursed. I'm the only hell she's ever gonna raise. The one man had. I hope she never breaks. A cigarette if she wanted to. Go and find somebody else if she wanted to. Thank God I'm a one addiction. She ain't got around to kicking. Hell, I couldn't blame her if she wanted to. I'm her wild side. One crazy thing she does. I hope she never quits me. I hope she never gives me up. I'm the only hell she's ever gonna raise.
I do.
Tim McGraw at FM 100.9, one bad habit. Only one. Oh, well. Anyway, my wife might find some others that I have. I don't know. But nonetheless, we're moving towards 7 this morning. And more info to get you in the know. Also, we'll begin some Richland County Fair reports a little bit later on today. We'll hear about some of the things going on, some things you need to know, and also we'll hear from some of the young people during the course of the next couple of days, getting you set for the fair. I always remember getting out and getting ready for the fair. That was always a big thing, and making sure that, I'd go out and make sure that I could lead my sandpaper block.
U.S. Cellular noticed that the way we use our phones has gotten ironic. We try to put our phones down for dinner, but the menu is on a QR code. Ironic. We hit like on social posts that we don't actually like. Ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Wait, a phone company wants people to use their phones less. That's definitely ironic. Let's find us again with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus to get started.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use Switch Assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Schmidt Woodland Hills Transitional Care Unit provides services for people requiring skilled care after surgery or an illness. Physical, occupational, and speech therapies are available 5 days a week to help clients recover quickly. Our partnership with Aegis Therapies provides quality care and a commitment to your quality of life. We'll develop a plan that fits your rehabilitation goals. When you or a loved one are in need of rehabilitation services, consider Schmidt Woodland Hills and Aegis Therapies. Call 647-89 931 today.
Oakwood Fruit Farm is open. Stop by for the area's best new crop apples, Honey Crisp, Gala, and Macintosh. Also, the bakery is open with fresh apple cider donuts, homemade caramel apples, take and bake pies, turnovers. The fall mums are in. Discount Tuesdays are back with 10% off all apple purchases. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. Movies released on this day, the 5th of September, through the years. K-12 in 2019, The Wrestler in 2008, way back in 1941, Citizen Kane, very famous movie. Some critics say the best movie of all time. I don't know if I'd go that far, but it's all right. I've seen it once or twice. But released in 1941, Also born on this date, movies released including Dickie Roberts' Former Child Star, released in 2003. Not an Academy Award winner, not an Oscar winner, but I remember seeing it and thinking it was pretty funny, too, because he's the storyline goes, he's a former child star, and he's trying to make it, maybe make a new career, and, you know, kind of based on some of the child actors through the years. But it has cameos in there from Barry Williams, Greg Brady, and Danny Bonaducci, and they have a former child star card party like every week, and they all get together. That was one of the funniest parts of the movie, I thought. Anyway. Coming up next, 7 o'clock news. Here's Eli Young Band on FM 100.9 WRCO.
Girl, I swear I never use words like forever. Can't believe that ever came out of my mouth. Oh, felt like I was dreaming. But when you started leaving, my heart started thinking out.